20 more of these emails here, letters and so on the broadcast desk that I wanted to share with you. We just can't get to them all, but at least you get a sense. Many of these had to do with marriage and divorce and remarriage. Some were thanking, just overwhelming thanksgiving. Another just said, oh, I wish I had known 11 years ago what I know now. Here's a Roman Catholic who has regularly listened to our program on the way home from work. He says, listening to your program has changed me to dig ever deeper into my beliefs, and for that I am grateful and thank you. Well, thank you, friends, for listening to this program. I trust it is a blessing to you. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Well, let me close with this email. A thank you. Sometimes when I listen to other prophecy teachers, even those I agree with, I'm depressed for the rest of the day. But I want to thank you for your broadcast, because no matter what you are led to teach us, your boundless, exuberant joy that Jesus is coming makes me realize that I need not fear what man can do to me. I'm happy instead of sad, strong instead of weak. And I pray with renewed urgency for those who are not saved, because our redemption is nigh. Well, I hope you believe that too. Prepare the way of the Lord, for our redemption is nigh. Make sure, friends, go ahead and get that book, The Power of Hospitality. We talked about the book Out of Egypt. People's lives have been changed by these books, and then most recently, The Secret of the Lord, The Hidden Truth That Defines Your Destiny. Just had a radio broadcaster heard me on another person's program, Dr. Stan Monty's program. He listened to the program, and he said, I've got to have a case of those books to distribute through my radio station. So he bought a whole case of 20 books, gave him a nice discount to get them out, The Secret of the Lord. I'll do the same for you if you'll help get the message out. God bless you. Be a blessing. And again, become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless, and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliate station.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or the supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Brett Korn. And Dr. Korn is an internist, trained as an internist traditionally, and then, of course, more recently, he's begun practicing alternative medicine at the Invita Clinic. And why in alternative medicine? Well, if you have chronic fatigue disease, if you have Lyme disease or chronic fibromyalgia, if you have Gulf War illness, if you have autoimmune disease, if you have lots of chronic diseases and certain types of heart disease and even many cancers, traditional medicine doesn't have that much to offer to you. Certainly, if you have cancer, now there's exciting things with the treatment of leukemia, lymphomas, certainly the cancers, which when I went to medical school or started my practice, they were almost university fatal, and those cancers respond very well to some of the chemotherapy, radiation, other treatments that they have. But the traditional types of cancer really have not significantly improved over the last 50 years. And just as many people die as ever. We have a war on cancer. We have more cancer than ever before. And we have all these new diseases that are out there plaguing humanity. We didn't know what chronic fatigue was when I went to medical school, never heard of it. And when it came on board, of course, about 10 years after Zbigniew Brzezinski had written a book that called Between Two Ages, 1970, and he talked about how they were going to be able to create new and chronic diseases and alter the weather. And about 10 years later, suddenly we've got all sorts of new diseases that nobody really knows what effectively to do. And this is where alternative medicine has so much to offer. Dr. Korn, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, why you went into alternative medicine, what Invita does, and why you're proud to be part of it.
Well, I guess my interest in integrative medicine or alternative medicine began probably when I was a teenager. My father's a physician and former dentist, and he has been practicing integrative medicine for, I want to say, maybe 20 years or more, certainly 30 years just in terms of general medicine and dentistry. But he kind of piqued my interest at a young age. Mostly, I was interested in life extension. There was a book that came out back in 1979, 1980, it was called called Life Extension, A Practical Scientific Approach. And it's all about the free radical theory of aging and how to extend your life expectancy and prevent disease by taking antioxidants. It had to do, again, with free radicals and so forth. And so that kind of piqued my interest at a young age. And then I ended up in medical school, ultimately, kind of in a roundabout way. I was had more of a liberal arts background, and I ended up going back to go to medical school. And then after I finished internal medicine training, practiced general medicine for a short period of time, just wasn't very satisfied with it. And my dad has been the medical director for Invita for several years, apart from having his own integrative practice. And so he just invited me to join, and that's kind of what I've been doing for the last few years. And so I like it because I feel like I can really have an impact on people, whereas in internal medicine, when I'm treating hospital inpatients, it's, I feel more like a plumber. I'm kind of a repairman. I kind of patch them up and send them home, but there's no real longitudinal care or follow-up with that type of medicine. And so I prefer integrative medicine because I think we can do a lot for some of these chronic conditions. And
okay, hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back. Well, Brett, you go right ahead.
Well, anyway, as I was saying, I just find that it's very rewarding when you're able to help patients, particularly difficult and challenging patients who've had.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
They may very often have colitis, other intestinal disruptions. Certainly, they will have sort of almost like multiple arthritides. But the biggest thing is they just have no energy. Where do you begin with them? Well, of course, most doctors are going to tell you, you got a psychological problem. Why do I say that? Because I go to the medical meetings all the time. I like to know what the doctors are thinking. The doctors are good people. I mean, your doctor really cares about you, but he goes to the same medical meetings I do, and they lie to them. They tell them, oh, my goodness, there is no the Gulf War illness. It's all psychological. There is no chronic fatigue. It's all psychological. You know, give them a Prozac or something like that. And we're dealing with literally millions of people with these chronic fatigue symptoms. Well, but certainly Brent points out that a lot of these people have chronic infections. And there are a number of different chronic infections that we can get into that. But a lot of these people will have this because their immune system isn't working. Referable to heavy metals. Where would they get the heavy metals? Well, if you have gone to a traditional dentist, you probably have a mouthful of mercury, and they're constantly vetting, and you have mercury. People will have mercury, they'll have lead in their system. He's even finding more people all the time with uranium. Do you think uranium is something you find more in the water in your area? Or do you think this is might be more universal throughout the rest of the country as well?
That's a good question. I'm not sure, although we do get patients that come from all over North America, Canada, the United States. It's hard to say. I certainly don't find it in everybody, but increasingly I'm finding it, whereas before it didn't really come up very often. So I suspect it's probably from the water supply. Certainly if somebody had been to the Gulf, if they were involved in the Gulf War where they have depleted uranium, those types of exposures, and you could see how they might have uranium. But I think these are more soil-type uranium byproducts that we're finding on these urine toxic metal profiles. So I don't know that it has to do with armaments and, warfare, but rather probably from water supply or contamination, maybe from industrial plants. It's hard to say, but I would be inclined to say it's mostly probably from the water, maybe people drinking well water or maybe water that's been contaminated. Again, it's not that common, but it's coming up more often than it used to.
Well, certainly one of the most common things is mercury, isn't it?
I have to say that if somebody has more than, two or three amalgams, typically you'll find that they do have an elevated mercury level.
Well, it's so difficult for people to honestly believe that the dentist would be putting a deadly poison in the people's mouth, but certainly the amalgam is considered to be deadly, dangerous before you put it in the mouth. If the dentist takes the amalgam out of your teeth, why, it's considered toxic and has to be handled as a toxic metal. But when they put it into your mouth, then it is constantly venting into your system. And any time you heat a tooth with mercury, it vents mercury. And, of course, those fillings are not silver. They're mercury fillings. And I guess if your dad was into dentistry, he must have been aware of this. So what do you do with these people? Do you find an elevated level of mercury there? And, this is damaging their immune system. What do you do with them?
Well, I think if an individual is able... if they do have a mouthful of mercury amalgams, I will typically, if they're open, I will refer them to a biologic dentist or an integrative dentist to have those amalgams extracted or extricated, and then, have some kind of composite filling replace them. And then once they've had the silver mercury amalgams removed, then we'll chelate them, typically with IV chelation. Some oral chelation, but it's typically not very well absorbed. To be most effective, IV chelation is usually the route that you'd want to pursue. But I think you have to get the mercury amalgams out first, otherwise they're just going to have continued exposure, and then you can go ahead and chelate them after that.
Well, now, when you get the patient chelated, then what do you do about the chronic infections? Does the body have the ability to deal with these chronic infections on their own? We're talking about, Borrelia, we're talking about mycoplasma. Are you seeing a lot of the mycoplasma fermentis, mycoplasma? These are chronic infections, and they're intracellular, which, of course, is why most people don't recognize them. But are you seeing a lot of these very specialized, genetically oriented, genetically produced mycoplasma, or just a plain old mycoplasma pneumonia, the run-of-the-mill mycoplasma?
Well, often what I'll do is if I'm having difficulty identifying maybe a diagnosis or diagnoses relative to the patient's chronic fatigue, I will pursue maybe testing for mycoplasma fermentans. Now, there are some labs that do specialized laboratory studies for this bacterium, this engineered bacterium, and we'll pursue that if I'm not able to maybe to identify a cause. But routinely I'll do mycoplasma pneumoniae, which is a routine, bacteria, cell wall deficient bacteria. But often what I find is patients do have prior exposure, but I'm not always finding that their acute antibodies or IgM antibodies are positive. Most people have been exposed to that, and chlamydia pneumoniae is another example. But what we seem to find more often than not is Lyme disease, and that's kind of one of the things that we do specialize in. But so I always look for Lyme, and then if by chance I'm not able to identify Lyme infection, I look for some of these other chronic infections. And as I said, we usually do a chronic viral panel. And often, for example, in instances maybe where if they have underlying Lyme disease or maybe something else, something that's suppressing immunity, typically these chronic herpes viruses are very opportunistic, and they will start to replicate and reactivate, and so you'll see elevated titers in those as well. So it's kind of a clinical picture that you'll see wherein a patient will have maybe, for example, Lyme disease, and they'll have maybe elevated viral titers. They'll have, oftentimes you'll find that they do have heavy metals as well. And so one of the things that I've discovered is that, and particularly with Lyme, for example, the patient won't get well if you just try to treat the Lyme. You usually have to chelate the metals concurrently to have any kind of effective outcome for that patient. So again, it's really addressing a lot of these different things, and so we look for a variety of different things. But Mycoplasma fermentans is kind of an esoteric thing, and so if I can't find it with routine testing, or if I can't identify a cause, I'll sometimes go looking for Mycoplasma fermentans.
Well, now, what about lead? You think a lot of these people are the victims of the communities. They're fluoridating the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid. We know that that actually, of course, increases the level of lead in the eye and the blood.
That's certainly possible. And then also, another source of exposure would be just from living in an industrialized world where we have industrial plants that burn coal. So even industrial plants as far away as China, these things can be carried, you know, in the atmosphere, and people can acquire lead that way. So that's just one of the examples that I could cite. But so lead and mercury are the two big heavy metals that I find most commonly.
Well, now, do you think that the fluoride, the aluminum, which certainly are found in the water, do these play any factor in these people with the chronic fatigue disease syndrome?
Well, on the heavy metals testing, I've not found as much aluminum. And we actually do, when we do the provocative heavy metals testing, we do an intramuscular injection as well of Desferal, which helps provoke any aluminum if it's present. So I'm not finding as much aluminum as I am lead and mercury. And so the fluoridated water could be contributory to the lead. And obviously it would depend on, you know, maybe the region in which the patient resides, whether or not the municipal water is fluoridated and to what extent.
Well, how long did it take to start getting these people with these chronic conditions improved? Of course, they sort of all overlap, don't they? I mean, the chronic fatigue overlaps with the Lyme. And of course, do some of these people have Bacilla as well as the Variola and bacteria?
Do they have
Brucella? You see Brucella?
I haven't really seen Brucella. You're talking about like recurrent Borrelia,
right? Fever, right?
Yeah, I haven't really seen as much of that. We actually do, because we're an integrative clinic. We use a technology that's been around for some time. It's just called electroacupuncture by Volt, and it has to do with frequency. It's kind of galvanic skin testing. It's fairly accurate. I use that in conjunction with just the regular laboratory studies that we do. And so you can actually test for a variety of different things based on frequency. You kind of hook the patient up to the computer, and you can test certain meridians on their hand and so forth. And you can look for, on the oscilloscope, if they have deflections or amplitude elevation, I guess. And so you can look for metals. You can look for parasites. You can look for Mycoplasma fermentans. You can look for the chronic viruses, allergens. And so that's kind of a screening tool that we use, and so it's a helpful tool. So sometimes if you can't find anything on the labs, you can find things that way. So I haven't seen Brucella show up so much on that. But again, a lot of the things that we see, again, pretty much the chronic herpes viruses, the heavy metals, Lyme, Lyme-related co-infections, and that could be either tick-borne. So that could be Bartonella, Ehrlichia, Anaplasma, Babesia, these types of things. And so you can screen for a variety of different things. And then, of course, you always look at the laboratory studies as well, which are often blood draws.
Well, now, are you describing sort of the Rife technology with the
We don't use Rife instruments in the clinic, but I encourage patients to use them at home for their own private research and experimentation. And they're very effective. But because they're not FDA approved, we don't use them in the clinic.
All right. And Chris, the difficulty is that the government has put so many barriers for people really trying to help others. But unfortunately, well, we've already pointed out that Brzezinski talked about how these chronic infections were going to be released back in 1970 in his book Between Two Ages. People find it difficult to believe that this sort of thing could be going on. But we have millions of Americans and disabled by these diseases. Well, how long, ordinarily, Brent, would it take for patients to start feeling better once you've started the treatment on them? Are you using chronic, long-term antibiotic therapy?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Therapy was what began to turn the tide on this. And there's a 6-8 week protocol. Sometimes patients will have a Herxheimer reaction. Herxheimer is actually described in the treatment of syphilis, where patients actually get worse before they get better, because as you kill off the bacteria, why the body begins to react to it. And then, of course, the body can then recover as you begin to get rid of this overload, certainly, of infection. And ladies and gentlemen, these are serious problems. If you know people who have this, and many of them do, It's amazing how frequent it is, and certain families, people will have these chronic infections. Well, our number, if you're out there listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Our guest is Dr. Brett Korn. And Brett, when people are coming from other parts of the country, what do they do? Do they stay in a motel? Do you have some sort of facilities for them to stay there if they're going to be there for 8 weeks?
We have patient care coordinators who facilitate placement. They can help them find maybe an apartment to stay in. You know, we're in Scottsdale, so it's kind of a desirable place to go, particularly during the colder months of the year. The summers are kind of hot, but sometimes they stay in hotels, sometimes they stay in maybe apartments, or they maybe lease a house or something like that. So these are things that the patient care coordinators often facilitate. I'm not as involved in that since I'm primarily involved in the medical care, but we do have people that do help patients, like I say, find housing when they come to Invita.
All right. And just a telephone number if you have a question or comment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Dr. Brett Korn, and we're talking about how do you deal with these chronic infections that really, they started out about 1980, about 10 years after Zbigniew Brzezinski, the man who organized the Trilogy Commission and certainly deeply involved in this whole idea of population control, after he wrote his book talking about how they were going to be able to create all these wonderful new chronic diseases for disabling people. And, of course, suddenly in 1980, about that time, and because I was in Africa there in the mid-1970s, I came home, and suddenly, you know, shortly after I come home, all these new diseases we'd never heard of before. And I was sort of mystified. I was almost coming home to a different country. But they suddenly began occurring late 1970s, early 1980s, and suddenly so many people plagued by chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, and then along comes Lyme disease. And Lyme disease is really sort of it can be just one infection, but isn't it usually multiple infections? Is this spread, do you think, primarily by ticks? Do we have any idea how it spread?
Well, we believe that there are probably six vectors by which Lyme disease can be transmitted. Now, conventional medicine would say that classically it's the deer tick, Ixodes scapularis, I think, is the genus and species. But anyway, we think that it can be transmitted, the cell wall deficient form. I should preface that by saying that we believe that Lyme is a pleomorphic bacterium, meaning it has multiple life forms. And so there's a spirochetal form, much like syphilis, that has a cell wall. There's an L-type, which is cell wall deficient, that can probably be carried by mosquitoes. And then there's a cyst form that it adopts when it's kind of under attack to evade, you know, maybe destruction by antibiotics. And so we think that it can be transmitted by bed bugs, horse flies, fleas, certainly ticks, dust mites, even wolf spiders, and mosquitoes. So there are a variety of means by which it could potentially be transmitted. There's always a possibility that it can be transmitted sexually and or vertically in utero from a pregnant mother to the fetus. So we often see it in families. If the mother perhaps had it, you can often see it in the young children as well. So those are our thoughts as far as transmissibility of Lyme.
Do vitamins or minerals or herbs play any part in the treatment of these conditions?
Absolutely. We use any number of herbs and vitamins. I think a lot of we have a whole protocol in terms of oral supplementation. There are a lot of things that you can take that boost immune function, that can boost natural killer cell activity. So these are things that we utilize.
Okay, hold that thought. I think it's so vital to boost the immune system.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the... This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Integrative medicine and basically is having a profound impact on the lives of the people who've gone from doctor to doctor to doctor and they can't get any relief. And it's simply because there is, in my estimation, having practiced medicine for many years and then studied what's going on, there's an organized effort to conceal the treatment for many of these diseases. And if you've never heard our four tape set on The New Order of the Barbarians, of course, it is actually recorded of interviews with Dr. Dedekin, who back in 1969 heard Dr. Richard Day, who was the medical director of Planned Parenthood, addressing actually a group of doctors in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and basically he was talking about this plan to foment diseases and how they were going actually they had treatments for cancer at that time. But they were going to keep them locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. And, of course, he talked about what they were going to do as far as CARS is concerned and creating new diseases and blocking effective treatments for many things. Because, of course, there were just too many people in the world. And this sort of elite that he readily represented, readily admitted he was part of, had their own agenda for medicine, and he was able to talk about it by 1969 because it would be, they had so much control, there was nothing the average person could do about their population control agenda. And it's an amazing part of history. We actually have not only the talk, we actually have the transcript of it available. It's called The New Order of the Barbarian. And I promise you, when you listen to these tapes and read the transcript, you will never look at the world through the same eyes again. The New Order of the Barbarian, available really only from Radio Liberty or from Randy Engel, who recorded many of the initial interviews with Dr. Dunnigan. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there in the listening audience. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question. But Dr. Korn, how can people get in touch with the Invita Clinic and learn more about it and your website, your telephone number, and is there anything they can do? Because it'd have to come down, at least have the diagnostic procedures carried out, because you're not going to be able to get these in most areas. But what can people do at this time? How can they get in touch with you? Is there anything they can learn from your web pages?
Yes, I think we have some information available on our website, and certainly if they had any questions, they could call Invita and speak to some of the patient care coordinators at 866-830-4576. That's 866-830-4576. And the web address is www.invita, that's ENVITA.com. Invita, www.ENVITA.com. And so the patient care coordinators could answer some preliminary questions. We also have what's called a preliminary planned medical review, or it's a PPMR, wherein patients can actually have some testing done without seeing a physician, at least initially, so that we can have some of these tests available if they do come in for an evaluation. Because often, some of these important tests, such as the urine toxic metals profile and Lyme disease testing, can take anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks. So often it can be helpful if they get some of these tests done initially before they arrive, and that way we don't have to, you know, wait 3 or 4 weeks for the lab results to come back. So that's often helpful.
Well, do you think that there's an increasing number of people out there with these chronic infections? I know in my own circle of friends, my own family, a devastating number of people who have them. What's your impression about their prevalence? Do you think the figure of 1 or 2 million for chronic fatigue and 1 or 2 million for Lyme are accurate? Do you think there's more or less?
I was just looking at some numbers the other day, and I want to say the reporting as far as Lyme disease is woefully underreported, grossly unreported. I can't even remember. I want to say maybe it was 200,000 a year or more, and I think it's even higher than that. Lyme is really on 6 continents now. It's not simply located in or endemic to Lyme, Connecticut. So, as I said, that's why we have patients that come to us from Canada and elsewhere in the United States, from all over the United States, that often test positive for Lyme, and many of whom have never been to the East Coast. They've lived most of their life maybe on the West Coast, for example. So the actual numbers, I couldn't say. I haven't really looked at that. I just know that we're pretty busy, and the patient, I guess, presentation or the symptoms complex is fairly similar for most of these patients. They just have an array of complaints that are very commonplace among this group of patients, and it's just a kind of almost a standardized workup anymore that I do for these individuals. I also, certainly we look at hormones. I think I'm finding a lot of hypogonadism in young men, even low testosterone levels, and so that can have a profound impact as far as fatigue. Obviously, we evaluate thyroid. All these things play a role. All the hormones, we do a comprehensive male hormone panel or female hormone panel. And so all these things can be impacted by Lyme, even mold or mycotoxin illness. That seems to be increasing. So, like I say, we kind of look for all these things, but it just seems like increasingly, we're seeing large numbers of patients who complain of chronic fatigue and then all the things that are associated with it. And they, like I say, they're very similar. And so you kind of follow just a kind of a standardized workup, and that's how you diagnose a lot of these issues.
Well, basically, would you like to sort of just lay out the symptoms of chronic fatigue? You know, I always think of aching. I always think of the brain fog. They just can't think quite clearly. And then do you have a colitis? Do you find this to be the case, intestinal problems?
Intestinal problems can be very problematic for individuals, particularly Lyme patients, because, you know, as we may have discussed before, almost 70% of your immune system function really is resident in the gastrointestinal tract. It's very rich in lymphatics, and Lyme disease loves to hide out there. And so typically what you'll find in patients who do have gastrointestinal complaints, they can be things like irritable bowel syndrome. They can have chronic abdominal complaints. They can have alternating bouts of diarrhea, constipation, bloating. They are intolerant of certain foods. You know, so you'll work up things like celiac disease. You want to rule that out as well. And so I would say that, you know, if somebody comes in with chronic fatigue, yes, fatigability is a major thing. Often they, particularly like in Lyme, they'll complain of brain fog. They'll have short-term memory deficits. They can have name word-finding deficits, insomnia is very characteristic of Lyme or chronic fatigue. They can have fibromyalgia-like symptoms. And again, these are all kind of wastebasket diagnoses where they have tender points, again, often related to underlying infection. And then the GI complaints also play a role. Not everybody has them, but as I said, Lyme really does like to hide out in the gastrointestinal tract. So it can run the gamut. Patients can have neurologic complaints other than the brain fog. They can sometimes have neuropathy. So it really runs the gamut, but it really is kind of a spectrum of complaints. And so that's kind of what we find in these types of patients.
Now, are there other centers? I really don't know of any other centers where they really are more or less specialized in this sort of thing. Are there any other centers you know of?
I think there are. I mean, I think you'll find integrative clinics all over. I just don't know that there are any maybe as comprehensive as we are. I don't say that just because I'm there. It's just that we've tried over the years to obtain a lot of different therapies that are very progressive. Obviously, we have the natural killer cell, a vaccine that we initially started here in Scottsdale. We had FDA approval for an investigational biologic trial. It's just something that the National Institutes of Health had been working with for 10 or 15 years, and it was very effective against cancer. And we simply had the right personnel to implement those same protocols. Ultimately, we moved it to our clinic in Mexico, simply because we're a small clinic. We were never going to bring it to market, and of course, it costs at least $25 million to bring these types of treatments to market just initially to start the process. So we moved it to our clinic in Mexico so we could continue the therapy and make it available to cancer patients, because it's one of the most powerful things that we can do for cancer, particularly micrometastatic disease and cancer stem cells, where you really need to harness the immune system, where in instances where chemotherapy, for example, isn't effective or as effective.
Could you explain a little bit about this whole idea of trying to harness the immune system, trying to get people to utilize their own T cells, the killer T cells, to actually track down and destroy the metastases? I don't think the average individual understands that this is a defect in the immune system. If you can get the immune system working, you can certainly do things that certainly would use chemotherapy. What you do is suppress the immune system. When, of course, you harness the immune system, you actually can go directly after the cancer. Would that be a fair estimate?
Yeah, and I would say that, and perhaps people don't realize that, you know, we form anywhere from 1 to 10,000 cancer cells a day, and it's our own immune system, particularly natural killer cells, for example, that patrol the body. And whenever they encounter cancer cells, atypical cells, bacteria, viruses, parasites, what have you, they attack them and basically eradicate them. Now, of course, if our immune system is compromised by chronic infection, toxins, things like aspartame, electromagnetic fields, you know, we have high tension power lines, cell phones, for example, have been linked to brain cancer. we're exposed to any number of toxins now. And so the immune system's basically overwhelmed. You know, genetically modified foods, the American diet is really quite atrocious. It's highly inflammatory. You know, people just don't eat very well, unfortunately, anymore, mostly because we're very busy and on the go. And so all these things contribute to a compromised immune system, I think. And so cancer has increased in incidence, as you know. I mean, 100 years ago, depending on the statistics you look at, it could have been 1 in 17 persons, 1 in 80. Today, it's 1 in 3, and by 2020, it's projected to be 1 in 2, and that's 50% of individuals. And so the cancer that we see today, there are a lot more potential causes of cancer than there were 100 years ago. And so I think you have to look at all these factors when looking at cancer. And the same is true for chronic fatigue. So there's really a lot of crossover and similarity there. Again, chronic infection and toxins. And I think these are fundamental when evaluating chronic fatigue or cancer.
And, of course, we do have an excellent DVD on cancer, just showing how it's dramatically increased and how there's been an organized effort to effectively suppress effective treatments. That DVD is available from Radio Liberty. Let's go to Sandy, who's calling from the Tri-City areas of Washington. Hi, Sandy. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Brother Stan. I have a question for your guest. I, over the last 7 years, have went down until I can hardly eat anything anymore. I've had blood work done, and they say I'm allergic to pretty near everything I'm eating, almost off the ends. I mean, really high. And I don't know what to do. I've always eaten very healthy. We've ground our own wheat. We've raised our own goat's milk. I mean, I'm just to the point where I'm inflamed and bloated. I had a burnt esophagus. And I'm just wondering if there's any help for people who have bad allergies like that. My gut gets so bloated and so painful.
Well, let's get to Dr. Coyne's thoughts. What are your thoughts, Dr. Coyne?
Well, interestingly, again, I don't want to sound like I'm beating a dead horse, but a lot of these Lyme patients they acquire all these allergies that they never had before. And so,
what I was wanting to know is, do you have successful treatment for them where they can go back to life and be able to eat food again?
Well, I think certainly if the cause of your all your allergies is secondary to underlying infection, then the goal mm-hmm. would be to try and treat that. And mm-hmm. so, you know, what you might want to do is investigate doing some of these laboratory studies. I mean, certainly you could call in Vita, or if you could find mm-hmm. an integrative clinic in your area to maybe do some of these laboratory studies to evaluate you for maybe occult infection. And again, mm-hmm. maybe looking for toxins, heavy metals. So the way I approach it, I kind of look at everything. And so
had all my mercury amalgams taken out and went through detox back at Dr. Huggins in Colorado.
And did they do a urine toxic metal profile to see?
They did, and I did have heavy metals. I was very heavy in lead, and I also had mercury problems, and so they did do all that.
They did the IV chelation to remove those?
They tried some chelation. But
did they use IV chelation or just oral?
No, I take that back. They did not do the chelation.
Okay, I'd suggest you would call Evita. Why don't you could put the telephone number out there again, Dr. Coyne, and she could call and talk to one of your assistants there.
Sure, okay. I think that would be probably the easiest thing to do. The area code is 866-830-4576. That's 866-830-4576.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much for calling, Sandy. And let's mm-hmm. go to Ted, who's snowed in up there at Moses Lake, Washington. Let me mention, we do have this DVD. It's called Cancer, the Forbidden Cures. And there have been lots of treatments for cancer that have actually been actively suppressed in the United States. You say, why would anybody in their right mind suppress treatments for cancer? Well, nobody in their right mind would, but we're not dealing with people in their right mind. And so much of what we're talking about, all these new diseases, who in their right mind would want to create new and chronic diseases? Ted, do you have a question there from snowy Moses Lake?
I sure do, Dr. Stan. What an excellent program. I sure enjoy listening to your program. I wanted to ask the good doctor whether he had any research or information on the origins of Lyme disease, because I heard couple of years ago that it was actually the result of a, it was a Nazi scientist that our government, the CIA, brought over in 1945. He had a laboratory on Long Island.
The laboratory was on Plum Island, right across the inlet from Lyme, Connecticut. But we really don't know where it came from, Ted. I mean, we can conjecture on this, but everything in this nature is top secret. If you want to know, there's an excellent DVD up on the Internet. Simply type in YouTube, and then, of course, Lyme disease or Plum Island, and you'll find some excellent information up there. YouTube, there was a gentleman, the ex-SEAL, whose name escapes me right now. He used to be the governor of Minnesota, and he actually had done some excellent programs on that. But nobody knows. It's all shrouded in secrecy in the name of national security. Anything else, Ted?
It raises an interesting question, and that is about government liability.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Talking to you again one more time. Get your telephone number out.
Area code 866-830-4576. That's 866-830-4576.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Basically, we've looked into a lot of these things. We have a four-tape set on Lyme disease. We have a four-tape set on chronic fatigue. We carry the video, Cancer, Forbidden Cures, and there are lots of cures of our cancer down through the years. They've all been suppressed. Why? Well, because you need to get the four tape set, a four CD set, the New Order of the Barbarians, and the transcript that goes with that. And then you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to really understand what motivates the people who create terrible new diseases and certainly, and that have suppressed effective treatments for cancer. Recently, of course, you can check this out on the internet, the government put out millions of dollars to find out how they could take the avian flu virus, which is a deadly disease as far as human beings. Fortunately, it's very hard to communicate to human beings. Other people who got the disease, a very high mortality rate. I mean, we're talking 50-60%. So they wanted to find out how they can make this more communicable to human beings, and they've actually developed the techniques. Why would anybody in their right mind do that? Well, the government say, well, we don't want this published. Why? Somebody might get their hands on it. Why in the first place would you develop something would make a deadly disease more communicable? And you must understand there are people with a different worldview. And we hope that you'll certainly want to get my talk on the planned population reduction, my talk on Nander College genocide, and you can go up on the internet and pull down my monograph, Population Control Agenda, or if you get anything else, just ask for a copy of it, or go to our website, you can pull it down, the Population Control Agenda. Suddenly, Dr. Pienka, Eric Pienka at the University of Texas, professor there, has talked about the necessity of eliminating 90% of the world's population. Dr. Sam Keen, speaking at the Gorbachev Conference, I believe in 1995, talked about the necessity of eliminating 90% of the world's population. Look up the Georgia Guidestones. You can read about them at my site, RadioLiberty.com, and or certainly at any place on the internet, goes to the Georgia Guidestones. They call for eliminating 90-95% of the world's population. They know these people are deadly serious, and most people laugh at them, but it's no laughing matter. They create new diseases. They suppress treatments for cancer. They put things into our diet that increases the incidence of cancer and destroys our immune system. They know exactly what they're doing. So our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to have you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you'd like to advertise with us, I think maybe we still have one slot, although we'd have picked up a couple of advertisers recently, but if you would like to help, we are expanding our stations. We've increased from probably 65 to about 75 stations. We're on the Accent Radio Network now, and we have a new station in Phoenix on the weekends, a new station in upstate New York on the weekends, and we're certainly holding our own as far as stations, pulling down our program. We're trying to reach as many people as we can because we are truly involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Thank you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the radio station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Servando Gonzalez, who's a Cuban-born and certainly a trained historian, who has come to the United States, and certainly one of the few people, I think, that really has a grasp of what happened to Cuba and who Fidel Castro really is. I mean, most people think they know who Fidel Castro is. We see pictures of him. He's the guy in the fatigues. Why does he always wear fatigues? Well, because he's a caricature, ladies and gentlemen. They are creating the image in your mind. But that image, of course, they've created has nothing to do with reality. Because, you see, reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. And certainly, you know, you think of Fidel Castro, this guy dressed in fatigues. You think of Yasser Arafat, he's a little guy with a scruffy beard and a checkered tablecloth, a red checkered head tablecloth around his head. Ahmadinejad, a little guy with a scruffy beard, and he's, of course, you know, always talking about eliminating Israel from the face of the earth. But he's a caricature. They're all created, and Fidel Castro was created. And what most people don't understand is that he was known to be a communist. We knew he was a communist. Basically, the United States government installed Fidel Castro in power in 1959. How did they install him? Well, of course, they built him up through the American media. They created a revolution in Cuba simply by having their agents there agitating against Batista's democratically elected government. Did you know that Batista's government was democratically elected? He may not have been an ideal ruler, but he was democratically elected. And then, of course, they put an arms embargo so Batista couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. And then Ambassador Smith went to see Batista one day and said, "I've been instructed by the American government to tell you, you will leave Cuba tomorrow." And, of course, when you get an offer like that from the American government, it's an offer you can't refuse, because Batista knew if he didn't leave, they would kill him. And so he left, and that turned the country over to Fidel Castro. That's exactly what our government did. And they knew he was a communist, because you can see my interview with Ambassador Smith. It's in the DVD on World Revolution, and he tells you, "I knew certainly Fidel Castro was a communist, the State Department knew, the CIA knew, the President knew, and we turned Cuba over to Fidel Castro," but time after time, and this into the Bay of Pigs invasion, was phony. I personally talked to the man in charge of the war room at the Pentagon on the day of the invasion. He said that there was only one place you could have invaded Cuba where you would be assured that to lose. And they sent those men in. They lied to them. They told that air cover. They lied to them. They told them that have reinforcements and supplies. They sent them to the one place they were sure to lose, because there was no way off that beach, and they were left there to die. But you had to give the American people the idea, of course, that we were trying. And then, of course, when little Elian Gonzalez, of course, his parents, mother had died trying to bring him to America. Why, of course, Bill Clinton sent a 50-man SWAT team, heavily armed, to kidnap Elian to send him back to Fidel Castro, to build up Fidel Castro's prestige throughout the world. Have you ever wondered why these things happen? Well, nothing as it appears to be. Servando, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. You mentioned things are never what they seem, and this is something that I learned when I began seriously studying intelligence and espionage. As you mentioned, my degrees and my training is as a historian. But then I began analyzing a recent historical event, and I reached the conclusion that the research and analysis tools of the historian don't work in recent history where there is, say, a great amount of intelligence and espionage. And then I began studying the tools of the intelligence analyst, that is a scholar like a historian, but the methodology is totally different. Then when you study a historical event from the point of view of an intelligence analyst, most likely you reach totally different conclusions. And that's what is happening to me. Using this technology that I call historical tradecraft. Tradecraft in the intelligent lingo is the modus operandi of the intelligent espionage. And then applying this technology, I wrote not my first book, but my first book in English that is a study on Castro, but it's not the biography of Castro, not a history of the Cuban Revolution. Is what in intelligence and espionage is called a CPP, Comprehensive Personality Profile, that intelligence agencies all around the world, that is the MI6, the Mossad, the KGB, they keep and maintain about international leaders. And then I use as a model the a study on Hitler that William Langer, that was a university professor in the Second World War. He was working for the OSS, Office of Special Services, and he made a study on Adolf Hitler, and it was secret for many years, and then it was published some years after the end of the war with the title "The Mind of Adolf Hitler," and I followed that methodology. And this is the book is I titled the book "The Secret Fidel Castro: Deconstructing the Symbol." And as you mentioned, most of what people think that they know about Fidel Castro.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, Savando. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Savando Gonzalez, and Sidney, he's a historian. He was trained in Cuba. He lived under the tyranny of Fidel Castro, came to America. He's one of the few people who really can grasp what's going on. And let me simply point out that Fidel Castro, Sidney, has regular visitors coming down from the United States. They're David Rockefeller's daughters. Why would David Rockefeller's daughters be going down to visit Fidel Castro? And why would Fidel Castro come up to visit David Rockefeller? And why would David Rockefeller meet with Fidel Castro, the wicked communist? And I would like to suggest it's all a charade. It is as phony as Yasser Arafat was funded by the United States. We gave him hundreds of millions of dollars. And basically, he was our man, but you got to have an enemy, you got to have a controlled opposition. I mean, who is it who created the horrible Hamas, great organization, hates Israel, trying to destroy Israel? It was formed by the CIA and the Mossad, covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game, the same way that the Muslim Brotherhood was financed initially by British intelligence, been financed since the early 1950s by the Central Intelligence Agency. It's a controlled opposition, and Fidel Castro is a controlled opposition. But the American people must never understand that they've been deceived. Now, certainly, Savando has written a book. It's called Psychological Warfare and the New World Order. Is that the book you're speaking of, Savando?
Yeah, I'm talking the first book I wrote that is about Fidel Castro. It's the secret Fidel Castro deconstructing the symbol. Then I wrote another book about the Cuban Missile Crisis. By the way, I was an officer in the Cuban Army, in 1962. I was very young. I was an officer during the missile crisis. And then, and we have very limited information in Cuba. Then in the United States, I was very interested in the subject. And I found a lot of things that didn't add up about the Cuban Missile Crisis. One, for example, that everybody thinks to know, everybody mentions that most books about the Cuban Missile Crisis mentioned that even there were rumors that the Soviets were installing nuclear missiles in Cuba. It was not until one morning some CIA photo interpreter brought to him the U-2 photographs where they clearly the missiles were there, and then that was the ultimate proof that the Soviets were installing intermediate range nuclear missiles in Cuba. Well, now the photographs are in high resolution in the internet. Anybody can look at them. Well, there are no missiles in the photographs. Simply, there are no missiles in the photographs. Well, there are some things covered with tarps, and they say that there were missiles on the, but there are no missiles. There were some buildings, like a Quonset, these round buildings, where the nuclear warheads were there. Well, but we don't see anything of that in the picture. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And there is a, I have studied most of the book until I wrote mine about the mine. The title is The Nuclear Deception, Nikita Khrushchev and the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I mentioned that there is something important that is missing. Nobody mentions, except in my book, is that nuclear warheads emit radiation. And there is not a single mention to radiation in all the books about the Cuban Missile Crisis. By the way, at the time, 1962, the United States had the technology to detect radiation because they had some sophisticated equipment in the Dardanelles Strait to check, to detect Soviet nuclear submarines getting out of the Strait of the Black Sea. Now, there is nothing in the Cuban Missile Crisis
about radiation. What do you think? I've always suspected this whole thing was a phony from the very beginning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
And that was the reason why, after the Nikita Khrushchev ordered to bring back the missiles to Cuba, they put this thing, covered by tarps, in boxes, on top of the ships going back to the Soviet Union. Why Kennedy didn't order the American ship to stop the Soviet ship and in situ search the ships? Well, because most likely he knew that there were no missiles in Cuba. And that's a, but these things have been used to keep the American people under the threat of nuclear war, because that was part of the Cold War. By the way, in 1948, Castro was 21 years old. He was a law student at the University of Havana, and he was invited to a meeting with some nice people in the house of Mario Lasso. Mario Lasso was a American-educated lawyer who took was in charge of most American businesses in Cuba. And at the meeting, there were some very interesting people, people of ex-OSS agents, CIA agents, and members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And then they recruited Castro and sent him to Colombia, Bogota, where he participated in the, in April 9, 1948, he participated in the assassination of leader Jorge Eliezer Gaitán. That was the event that triggered the Bogota riots.
And because supposedly these were communist riots.
Yeah, and yeah.
And then they seize the radio station. Fidel Castro goes on the radio and says, this is a communist revolution, and my name is Fidel Castro.
Yeah,
this is 1948, and it's all phony, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The whole idea is to control opposition, so the American people will rally behind our government and never realize that the enemy is not in Beijing. The enemy is not in Moscow. The enemy is at 5080 68th Street in New York City.
It's inside the
headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, but you have to have a controlled opposition. And they're magnificent at it. Now we've got the terrorists, and we've got the Occupy Wall Street movement, and we've got certainly the so-called Iran over there, but everybody's forgotten. Who installed the mullahs back in 1979? The American CIA. And there's a great deal to suggest that Ahmadinejad was one of the leaders of the student movement that actually seized the hostages back there in 1978-1979, seized the American hostages. He's been playing his part for a long time. One of the finest enemies, I believe, that money could buy. Go right ahead, Savendo.
He planted a false fuse about communism. But the thing, as you mentioned, is that the military-industrial complex needs enemies, and we keep in mind that the idea of the military-industrial complex in the United States was not Lenin or Stalin. Was a President Roosevelt who mentioned it in his farewell address, that there is a military-industrial complex, and the military-industrial complex and what we now call the security state needs enemy. And that's why after the defeat of Nazi Germany, they create the enemy of Soviet communism and the beginning of the Cold War. The Bogota was the event that triggered the beginning of the Cold War in the Western Hemisphere. So my theory is that the Bogota was something not against the Colombian people, but something, a psychological warfare operation against the American people, because they need the fear of the Soviet communism to justify the investment in armaments for the Cold War. And that's it. And then at the end of the Soviet Union, communism as a system doesn't work. It had to be artificially maintained by the same ones that allegedly were fighting it. And then the Soviet Union collapsed. And then they knew they needed another enemy. And the enemy was what now we call terrorism. And history repeats over and over and over. And that's the problem that we face now. But the contrary to the Soviet Union, there was something visible. It was a country. And now we don't see. This is an enemy that we don't see.
And because now they should replace terrorism with the Iranians. The Iranians are the real enemy. And boy, we're going to have to protect ourselves from the Iranians. If we care about our children, our children's children, we're going to have to go over there and kill all those Iranians. And we'll call it a surgical strike, you know, on Iran.
Yeah, but that has strike. No end. Let's suppose that we invade Iran. Let's don't use any more we. It's they. These people, they are Wall Street bankers, oil magnates, and CEOs of transnational corporations. Those are the people who own and guide the foreign policy of the United States. It's not us. It's they. So we need to make that distinction. So they need wars, and unwinnable wars that go over and over forever. And now they have the perfect war. This is a war that never ends.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there, give us a call. Is it possible they've been lied to about Fidel and communism and Nazism and now, of course, Iran? Go right ahead, Saranda.
Yeah.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
S61 was a great success because it accomplished exactly what it was designed to do. It failed. I mean, it would have been terrible if they'd actually overthrown Fidel. We'd gone to so much work to bring him to power. We'd put an arms embargo on Batista. We'd ordered Batista to leave. If you don't believe that the American ambassador, Sidney Aerosmith, was ordered to go to Batista and tell him, "You will leave Cuba tomorrow." Well, of course, it was nobody to take over then but Fidel and his motley crew. But We knew what was going to happen, and you actually, if you're never aware of this, as Ambassador Smith wrote a book called The Fourth Floor, but I interviewed Ambassador Smith, and you can actually hear him tell the story in my interview. It's called The World Revolution. Why would America want to bring Fidel Castro to power? Why, for the same reason we brought the Chinese communists to power in China 10 years previously, in 1949, we brought them to power. We did exactly the same thing. We put an arms embargo on Chiang Kai-shek. We wouldn't allow him to buy weapons anywhere in the world. Weapons he'd already bought and paid for on Okinawa and other Pacific islands, we wouldn't let them have them. Congress kept appropriating money. Members of Congress didn't understand the game. They honestly thought that communism was the enemy. And so we didn't want the communists to take over in China. So Congress kept voting money for weapons, and the State Department refused to send them. Oh, they put them on the ships in harbor in San Francisco and Los Angeles. They just wouldn't let the ships sail. And after a year and a half, after the Chinese had pretty well taken over China, the ships were finally allowed to sail. And when they got there and they broke open the cases of rifles, they didn't have any bolts in them, and they were useless. It was all a facade, exactly like the Bay of Pigs was, exactly like the Cuban Revolution. Fidel Castro did not win the revolution. We turned Cuba over to Fidel Castro, exactly in the same way that we turned, certainly, Iran over to the radical mullahs back in 1979 after we toppled the Shah of Iran, because we paid the mullahs over there, the radical Muslims, to agitate against the Shah in 1979, because we wanted, of course, to bring the radical mullahs to power. Ayatollah Khomeini, who the CIA had been funding and keeping living in the lap of luxury in Paris for many years. And so we flew him over to be installed in Iran. And in 1979, I can remember so well thinking, why in heaven's name would we have toppled a man, the Shah, maybe terrible guy, but he was at least our friend, and brought together into power the mullahs who are supposedly our enemy? Why logically would they do that? Didn't make sense in 1979. But if you understand that they wanted a war in 2012 or 2013, it all makes sense. And then you have the caricature Ahmadinejad. He plays his part just like Fidel Castro, who's such a good friend of David Rockefeller's daughters and David Rockefeller himself, that he even comes up to visit David. But don't take my word for it. Read what David Rockefeller has written in his book, Memoirs. If this is true, why doesn't everybody talk about it? Because the media is controlled. Our guest is Evandro Gonzalez. His book, which we do carry, Psychological Warfare and the New World Order, and he put together a couple of DVDs, which we carry. Our number here, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We install dictatorships all throughout the world. Why do you think we have our troops in 130 nations? Why do we have special forces, teams of SEALs or other Green Berets or other people trained in assassination and murder in 75 nations to keep brutal dictators in power? Why do you think we have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world? And why does the media attack Ron Paul when he talks about this? And nobody wants to actually give you the full story. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. Our guest is Evandro Gonzalez. Do you agree? Do you disagree? We'd like to know what you think. These are ideas you're never going to hear discussed at the other place. But how many people do you know ever actually interviewed Ambassador Smith? How many people do you know interviewed the head of the war room at the Pentagon the day of the Bay of Pigs invasion? We've had the opportunity to talk to people through the years, and so many of them, for one reason or another, come across our path, and we understand things that most people don't understand. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. We have Jill calling from Capitola, and our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But before I go on, and I forget, Savando, would you like to get out your website and tell people how to get your material and your information?
Yeah, my website is at www.ServandoGonzalez, Servando, S-E-R-V, like in Victory, A-N-D-O, Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-C, and the Z, www.ServandoGonzalez.org, and there you can find how to get the books I have written and some videos about the Council on Foreign Relations, and all most of them are available from Dr. Stan, site in Radio Liberty. But also in my site, I've been writing interesting articles almost every week. The last one was about Hugo Chavez, that he mentioned that the CIA had inoculated cancer to him. But then my theory is that, well, probably somebody inoculated cancer to him, but was not directly the CIA, but the CIA agent Fidel Castro. He's a... title of the article is Hugo Chavez, another victim of Castro's high-tech assassination, and many other interesting articles.
All right, well, let's go to Jill, who's calling us from Capitola. Hi, Jill. Do you have a question or comment?
Good evening, gentlemen, and thank you for your show. I appreciate the information that you're distilling. And I have a question for your guest. It's a psychological question. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm a clinical psychologist, and I try to understand this about the people that are in power and that are controlling the world, the people at the top of the pyramid. How do they reconcile the environmental damage they're doing in terms of their children and their children's children?
All right, fine. How do they justify or something the damage that they're doing the environmental damage to their children and their children's children? How would you respond to that, Savannah?
Well, the thing is that these people, they don't care for human beings, much less care for the environment. But there is something interesting. In my book, I mentioned that intelligent espionage, things are seldom what they seem.
Right.
Usually, this fight for the environment, according to the extended idea, is mostly people on the left, okay, that they are environmentalists, fighting the people on the right, they are destroying the environment.
That's how it appears.
Yeah, but there is something funny.
To understand, Jill, that basically they have a seed bank and they're destroying the seeds with genetic modification. But they have a heirloom seed bank 800 miles from the North Pole off the coast of Norway. We call it the Doomsday Seed Bank. They have that there. So that it's all under heavy military guard. So they will have seeds when they start in all over again. The Bushes purchased 200,000 acres of land in Paraguay. Why do you think the Bush family purchased 200,000 acres of land in Paraguay?
And now they are buying
underground activity and overground.
In my next article, I mentioned that they are buying the Patagonia. But let me finish. Mm-hmm. So apparently, the left is defending the environment, and the right
is destroying it.
Against it. But if you check most of these organizations that are pro-environment, you get where the money is coming from. And it's coming from Rockefeller Foundation, Ford Foundation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you say, well, there is something strange here. How come the most reactionary people who are destroying the environment is giving money to the people who are protecting the environment? Well, the thing is that the two goals of the people who want to implement the New World Order are depopulation and deindustrialization. So they have mentioned this, Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, Maurice Strong, Ted Turner. They have mentioned that the goal is to kill no less that 85% of the population in this planet. Okay, that's the goal. Now, the second goal is deindustrialization. So they want to kill 85% of the population in this planet and reduce the survivors to pre-industrial levels of consumption. Okay? Because we, useless eaters, we are destroying and using the natural resources of the earth that belong to them.
Sure.
They own the earth. Now, the industrial civilization runs on energy, oil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then the same people who are producing the oil are the ones that don't want you to use the oil. But still the left is in an oil paradigm. Oh, war for oil. No.
But do you think that the left categorically across the board is all being co-opted? I mean, there are a few organizations that are truly fighting for the ecology of this planet.
I don't know any. They are totally co-opted. They are totally, some of them, I don't, no. Let me explain. Most of the people who are in this, they are, what they are are telling it true, and they are people, honest people who are motivated and see that these people are destroying the ecosystem. They are destroying. But the ones who are the nucleus, the one who control the organization, they are totally corrupt.
Jill, I really think that literally every liberal organization is co-opted. I think every conservative organization, with one or two exceptions, are co-opted. I think that they've infiltrated our religious organizations, our religious ceremonies, seminaries. I believe that they've infiltrated our universities. They are every place. And if you're looking for logic, if you're looking for a logical explanation, you're not going to find it, because we live in a world gone mad.
The most obvious example that we see is the two parties. Mm-hmm. The two parties are so similar that I call them the Republic Party. In the Soviet Union, they have only one party. In Nazi Germany, only one party. In Cuba, in China, in North Korea, only one party. Here, they created something better. One party that seems that there are two, and then people change. Now, can you explain why Obama is following exactly the same policies
as
of
George
W. Bush?
Well, isn't he trying to get a second term, Obama?
Sure, he's going to try to get a second term, but his policies are very, very similar to George Bush, because
exactly,
he's financed
exactly
by the same people.
Yeah,
I call him, there is an article I wrote him, the title is Call Him Bushama. let me tell you. Do you know who is going to be the next president of the United States?
Not
I
who?
Know. The next president of the United States was one that will be elected in one of the secret Bilderberg meetings by the bankers, and he will continue exactly with the same policies of Bush and Obama. It's going to be worse.
And believe me, if he doesn't, they'll take him on a trip to Dallas. Joe, we live in a dangerous...
The only person who can save this country in this moment...
Who do you think is going to be the next president?
Well, I told you, the one that they select. That doesn't mean whatever, any name. We don't elect our president. We are fools to make
us
believe...
We think when we go to the voting booth that it's actually counting.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting to see, Jill. We will solve the problem tonight. But thank you so much for calling. Please listen and try to get the people
phone number
out there.
Of your guest.
Beg pardon?
Can I have a phone number for your guest?
Oh, do you have a telephone number?
No, I have just the. Go to my website and you're going to find.
All right.
Wait, my email address.
Okay, Brian. Thanks very much for calling, Jill. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-Liberty. 1-888-24-Liberty or 464-8295. And Cervando recognizes, of course, we have this elite group. Who are these? Well, they're in the Bilderbergers.
Yeah, and they have
they're
been full.
The CFR, they're sitting in the Warren Institute for International Affairs, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome. These are the elitists, the people of great wealth. But behind them, if you do not understand that they are simply fronts for another powerful organization, and this is what I write about in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you must get it, you must read it, and if you can't afford it, you can go up on our website, RadioLiberty.com, and go to the section on video, and then scroll down on video, click on that, and the first thing you're going to see is Brotherhood of Darkness. Sit down. Prepare to spend 2 hours of being watching me talk, if you can do it that for length of time. I promise you, your life will change forever. The Brotherhood of Darkness video, the book, we recommend it. You can read it in a couple of hours, but understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and behind everything going on, behind these people of great wealth, is the power that is given them, this great wealth. Well, if you're out there, have a question or comment on number 1-888-24-Liberty or 464-8295. But Cervando was the first person, I think, that ever really raised the question in my mind. Well, Fidel Castro has always been an intelligence operative. Going back to it, I know I've read the government reports talking about how in 1948, He goes to participates in the communist revolution in Bogota, goes to the local radio station there, and says, this is a communist revolution, and I am Fidel Castro from Cuba. This was well known by our intelligence agencies, and yet they bring him to power in Cuba, and they bring him to power by ordering Ambassador Smith to go to President Batista and tell him, you will leave Cuba tomorrow. And President Batista is smart enough to realize that if he doesn't go, they'll kill him like they've killed so many other world leaders. And so he leaves, and he turns Cuba over to Fidel Castro, which was exactly what we want. And once again, we have the finest enemy that the CIA can produce, a man we can really hate, and we always can recognize him because he's got this fuzzy beard and he wears his fatigues. And ladies and gentlemen, he is a caricature. He's created. He's an actor, an excellent
one. But Dr. Sam, sorry for interrupting, and what about Obama? History repeats. We don't know, when Castro took power in Cuba, we didn't know, we Cubans, we didn't know anything about this, that guy. But the same here, 3 years in the White House, and we don't know who is Obama. We don't know if his name is Obama. We don't know where he was born. We don't even know if he legally took the oath of office. We don't know. He has a social security number car from Connecticut or Massachusetts. He never lived there. Who's this guy?
It's very interesting. You know, just within the last 48 hours, he has turned down, because this oil pipeline that was going to carry the oil from the Alberta sand fields down, of course, to the coast where it could be refined. So basically, of course, the Canadians certainly well said, well, if you're not going to allow the pipeline to be built, you know, you can't buy the oil. There's no work. We got to sell it to somebody. So now they're going to sell it to communist China. Why would Obama do that? This would have meant hundreds of thousands of jobs for Americans, because he wanted to send the oil to communist China. They need oil for their industrial development. Why, of course, would he want to help communist China? Because he's part and parcel of this brotherhood of darkness. We're doing everything we can to build up the economy of China and lower the economy here. Go ahead.
The American economy.
Right, exactly. They know exactly what they're doing, but the average American can't understand this. But the Chinese now are going to get access to all that oil from the oil sands in Alberta. It's much shorter distance to put the pipeline in from Alberta to the coast, and then they can ship it off to China. And China, of course, then will have the power. And here in the United States, Obama has agreed to cut our city emissions from power plants and generally emissions 80% by the year 2050. That means, of course, we will have to cut energy consumption 80%, and, of course, America will become a free industrial nation.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
But he's doing what he's told to do. And the average American honestly believes that he's the president. He is basically, there are about 78 to 80 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Let me repeat that. You can check this out at their website, trilateral.org, where you'll see their satanic logo, three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. But only about 75 to 80 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Do you think it's honestly just by chance that 12 of those people were in key positions in the Obama administration? Now, initial Obama administration, if you doubt that, go to your webpage, your search engine, and type in Radio Liberty, that's my newsletter, Obama Trilateral Commission. Radio Liberty, Obama Trilateral Commission, take it to my website. We list all the people in his administration who come from the Trilateral Commission. and then go to the website of the Trilogy Commission, and all the time you hear this one or that one or the other one is giving a talk or comes up with an opinion. Why do they pick these people and report what they say? Why did the Wall Street Journal yesterday carry an editorial by a fellow named Mark Halperin? Because he comes from the Council on Foreign Relations and he wants to go to war with Iran. Why do they keep quoting John Bolton? Go up on the internet and write in John Bolton and CFR, and you'll find out he comes from the Council on Foreign Relations. He wants to go to war with Iran. And suddenly, if you read the writings of Richard Haass and read the writings of all of these key people who are advocating war, they all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. The lead article in the latest issue of Foreign Affairs magazine by Matthew Koenig, who comes from the Council on Foreign Relations. He was formerly a high official in the Department of Defense. He is now a senior researcher for the Council on Foreign Relations. His article in the January-February issue of Foreign Affairs magazine is titled, Time to Attack Iraq. Pardon me, Time to Attack Iran. Time to Attack Iran. And we'll be here in just a moment. Savannah, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Yeah, by the way, my next article that will appear.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
The Secret War Against the American People. We have an excellent DVD that he carries. that he has produced, and they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We carry, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly, we have so much material. You need to go to our website. We have material there that will explain to you exactly what's going on. We have carry a book in our research division that's not available. You have to ask for it specifically. It's called Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People, written by Wayne Peterson, who tells how he was recruited into this whole world occult movement by a man named David Rockefeller. And he talks about Gorbachev. Of course, remember, Gorbachev is a wicked